Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what up, bad friends? Guess what? We got new merch, baby. Yes, the Rudy University series. This is the Rudy University shirt in black. We also got the gym shorts. We got gym shorts for you, the Rudy University gym shorts, and the Rudy University shirt in maroon. So go to badfriendsmerch.com to snag those right now. Badfriendsmerch.com. It's right down below. You know how to get it. Snag this stuff before it all goes and sells out. Also, I'm on tour. AndrewSantino.com for those tickets. I'm going to be in Denver. I'm going to be in Nashville. I'm going to Boston. And we're adding 22 cities in 2 weeks. We'll be adding all of the cities I'm going to. But come see me, Denver, Nashville, Boston, and many, many more at AndrewSantino.com. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I just got off an airplane. I just got in from Houston.
Yee-hoo!
How was it?
Pretty good, dude.
Sold out?
Sold out. Four shows in Houston.
Did you meet Raymond yet? Did you meet Raymond?
Who's Raymond?
He's the general manager of all of them over there.
No, I didn't meet a GM.
So but when we're driving here, this is what Jules goes.
What did she say?
We had a really nice moment because we're driving and she goes, Tutto Papi. I go, what? Can you play American Pie?
Can you play?
American Pie.
Oh, the song American Pie?
The song American Pie.
Really?
So I'm driving and I'm like, you know what I mean, trying to find it.
Yeah.
We park. I finally have it on. Right? And I go, the music starts playing. You know, I don't want to sing it because I want to get flagged, but like.
Now, you can sing it if it's original. Go ahead. Do your version.
Bye, bye, Mr. American Pie.
Yep.
Right?
Drove
and
by.
I'm kind of like dancing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and she's sitting there, and I'm like, this could be a moment.
Between you guys.
Yeah, like a cool summer moment.
Yeah.
Where, you know, and we're listening to a fucking song that she requested, and her uncle, you know, and my niece, we're just having a moment.
Yeah.
And she goes, let's go inside. Andrew's waiting. And I go, no, let's have a moment. No, I don't want to. Right? And I go, we're finishing the song. Right? So we sit there, and I'm trying to get the song. And she does not want to have a moment with me.
Why don't you want to have a moment with Tito?
Because we're late.
No, you weren't. Well, you were already late. It didn't matter.
It didn't
so at that
matter
point,
at this
just
point.
Just enjoy it. Do you not like having moments with him? Is that what it is? Are you scared of having like a really nice, sweet moment?
No, I'm okay with it.
All right, well, let's have one right now. I want you to look him in the face right now say, Tito Bobby, I love and respect you. You mean the world to me.
And then we're going to play American Pie. You can't play it, huh?
We can play it in
you
the
sing,
studio.
You sing your own version.
Okay, ready for
right,
you guys
so
right
let's
now.
Do it again,
so turn
right?
on the radio.
So say, tell me to play the song.
Tito Bobby, can you play American Pie?
Excuse me, sweetheart? Which is what I would not say. My lovely sweetheart, excuse me?
Can you play American Pie?
Oh, sweetheart, my love. I'll play it. Play.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking
that's her.
Whiskey and
she has having a migraine. Don't do that with your face. Let's have the moment.
This will be the day that I die.
Okay, good. Fuck it. It's not working.
Why don't you want to participate and have a moment with him? You know, he's getting older and he thinks about this stuff. My parents do this too. They're getting older and they want to soak up these moments because they're fleeting.
Yeah,
you only got, seriously, think about this.
I know.
You have 30 summers left. That's it.
Maybe even less, probably 20 summers.
Isn't that crazy to think
it's
about?
It's crazy.
20 summer, 25
and when I
summers
look in
left.
The mirror now, I go, I literally think, oh, you're dying.
You're dying.
Like I could see the bags on my eyes and the wrinkles and the liver spots forming, right?
Yep.
And I could just see when I get up, I go, oh, I have to make a noise. Ah, my knees, you know, my back, right? So it's like, I'm dying.
He's dying.
And you don't want to have a fucking moment with me?
Why not, Rude?
I don't know. I'm tired.
She's tired.
She's tired.
You're tired a lot.
Yeah, she's tired. You know, she's tired. I get why she's tired because She had a busy day today. She saw Black Widow.
Oh, and
that's it.
That's it.
Oh my god! That's it.
That's so tiring.
That was your day.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I flew from Houston. Okay. Then I got home, had to make dinner, clean up the house, and do my laundry, and then I got here on time. So shut up.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
How did you like it though? It was good, wasn't it?
I heard it was good.
What was it? It was the biggest box office.
Top to the bottom.
Top to the bottom of the box office.
You know what I also saw last night, which I didn't want to like?
I finished Manifest, by the way.
Did you see the whole season?
I did not. I didn't. I just couldn't get through what I couldn't.
No, how many episodes did you get in?
Five?
Yeah.
Six? I don't even know. I know. Look at me.
Let him go.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
Break it. You know what I mean?
There was a moment where I was like, is this a bit?
No.
Can you make me watch this as a bit? I'm on the plane watching Manifest.
I'm not. It's good in a bad way. It's like what Lost was.
Lost was kind of good. Lost had good. You know what's weird when you're watching a plane crash on the airplane? Because people look over at you watching people
that's so funny.
Or like a plane moment.
Yeah.
Like when the turbulence and the lights go out and the guy looked next to me and looked at him and I was like,
ooh. No, you know, I always thought, because we fly a lot. And I always think to myself,
this is the one.
This is the one. And then, like, I've had turbulence where it was really bad.
Me too.
And I'm always thinking, like, if, you know, we were really soaring down and they lost complete control, like the engine is
out,
lights are going off and people are screaming, what I would do? What would I do?
What would you do?
I don't think I would scream.
I've asked this before. I say, if you can only yell out, if you could yell out two words.
Yeah.
What would your two words be?
Suck on.
Suck on?
Yeah, suck on.
Suck on!
Because I'd probably see a hot chick.
Right. Suck on!
And we're going down, and I think that cheating at that point, I'm dying.
Right, and you think she's going to undo her seatbelt and be like, okay!
Maybe, I mean, I don't know, but it's like, I would probably eye out. I always eye out the hottest chicken thing, right? So if she's like five rows behind me, right? I'd probably turn and go, suck on! Right?
Suck on!
And she goes, okay, right? We would be like, it would be difficult. It would be difficult. And then I would pull it down, right? And we're like trying to...
Suck on.
We're trying to balance, right? I'm not trying to be aggressive, but I would have to grab her head.
I mean, I guess because the plane is moving. It's shifting all over the place.
Just to hold myself, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right. And then as she's doing it, the plane would level out, right? And I'd just be like...
Sorry about that, folks. That was just a little bit of turbulence there.
But then would you...
I hope nobody has their dick out and they yelled suck on in the middle of that crash.
But would you tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, you'd have to.
I don't think so.
Because you almost died, so that's
because I didn't
pass?
Come.
Oh, right. Okay, then you're good.
I didn't come,
you're right.
I think if I came...
That's the rules.
That's the rule, right?
That's the rules.
Yeah.
So if you're in a dying situation...
Anything. But then other people, probably two or three people on the plane maybe recognize me. Do you think?
Yes, for
sure. A couple
sure.
of people.
I think a
right?
few, yeah.
So I think they would say something.
Right. That's kind of like those people that are, you know, there might be people trapped in that building in Florida. You know, they had to go look.
It's a nightmare.
But can you imagine? This is sad and weird and gross.
Nightmare.
But imagine you're trapped for like 2 days.
Nightmare.
And you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you don't know if they're going to save you. Do you ever just, you think somebody just rubs one out because it's his last go? Don't you want one last nut? You're like, look, I'm trapped underneath rocks.
Yeah.
And I'm just
I've
been yelling help for 2 days.
Bro, even if my hands were pinned,
yeah,
right?
You would just rub it against the rocks.
I'd find like a fucking pipe sticking out, and I would try to get my dick in the pipe, right? And I would just do like 15 plumps. I would definitely.
Yeah.
And they would find my body with my dick out.
With your dick in a pipe.
In a pipe, but with a smile on my face.
Yeah. I think you'd want to go, you'd want one more nut.
Yeah. But what?
Like, I thought about that when Franco was in that 127 hours or whatever.
I would have fucked the crack.
You'd have fucked the crack.
You would have fucked the crack?
Yeah, you'd have fucked the crack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting to me.
Like, so, if you're trapped and you know you're going to die,
yeah.
Because the chances of getting out are almost non-existent.
Yeah.
Maybe you want one more.
Let's say you're pinned underneath the thing.
Yeah. And,
right?
Yeah, pinned.
And you have your left hand, right?
Yeah.
And there's a girl next to you. That's all I'm going to end. I'm going to end there. No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Are you okay?
Yeah, were you going to tap her to see if she was fine?
Yeah. I was tapping her. So, you okay? Are you alive? And she'd be dead?
Yeah.
What
are your last two words on a plane, Jules? It's going down. Bamp, bamp, bamp. Going down. And it's, oh, no. Everyone's freaking out. And then, Jules, you get to yell out.
When I yell, I usually say mama.
Mama.
Yeah.
And then
just killed a man.
You yell, "Mama!" Some guy in the back goes, "Ooh,
Mama!"
Ooh.
That'd be hilarious.
The pilot's like, "Didn't mean to make you cry."
And everyone sings Bohemian Rhapsody.
That would be so cool.
That'd be cool.
What a cool way to go out.
That's a cool way to go out.
Wow. As it's crashing.
Well, that's cool. You would start a song. That's amazing.
I love that.
What song else could you start?
On a plane like that? Well, yeah. You know, that like the
it's got to be a song that everyone knows.
You know, like the song they play at the stupid Red Sox games is Sweet Caroline.
Yeah,
how do you ba, you know?
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
But it'd be embarrassing if you're flying, you think, "I'm going to start a song. We're dying."
And you try.
And you go, "Sweet." And no one says anything. And you're just kind of like, "Oh, that's a bummer."
You go, "Sweet Caroline." And everyone's like, it's so dark. Dude, you know what? But every time I fly, I fly into Burbank.
Yeah.
It's so sketchy. The runways are this big,
yeah.
And they have to barrel down. Mm. And this time, we landed on the left wheel, and then the right wheel went down, and everyone went like this. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, you feel it, dude.
Let me ask you this. When you're sitting, you know how when you sit down in the emergency exit row, and I'm not doing a hacky joke, but I'm just like, a stewardess comes up to you, and he says, "In the case of emergency, are you going to be able to help?"
Yeah.
And you always go, "Yeah,
yes,
help."
Yes, of course.
But
yeah.
You know deep down inside you're not.
Never going to help.
Because I don't know how it works.
No, first of all, I'm opening
the
door.
I don't know how any of the levers work or anything like that.
I'm pulling it up and I'm running out by myself.
But is that all you do is pull it up?
Yep, I'm leaving everybody behind me.
I feel like there's 3 or 4 things you have to do with that door. Yeah, I think, yeah, there's no way.
No, it's that big lever cracks open and the door swings sideways and pushes out and it's off.
Yeah.
I would just run.
Well, if I was in the emergency exit road, I would be passed out, and I'd just be a blockage, I think.
Sir.
Yeah, they'd have to hop over my body. It'd be a whole, thing.
That's an extra thing they have to deal with on the way out. Yeah, but you don't sit by the exit row anymore. You're a rich guy. You sit in first class, baby.
That only started in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, it's like, I don't want to say, but my manager's, like, cheap.
Yeah. They book the flights for you?
My manager books the flights.
Oh, still to this day?
"Sweetie, it's just, it's a 3-hour flight, so just do middle seat Southwest." And I'd be always like, "All right."
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst was when...
You never chose your own flights and shit? Dude, that's like my nightmare.
Here's where it ended. So this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the Oddball Comedy Festival.
San Francisco.
No.
Wasn't it in San Francisco?
I did the Texas run.
Oh.
So it was me, Sebastian Maniscalco, Ali Wong, Tom Segura, a bunch of people, right?
Wow.
Dane Cook.
Wow.
And
big names.
We're all supposed to book our own flights. So I have the manager who I have. So we all are flying out in Burbank to Texas, but we're all at the airport.
Yeah.
All the managers got their clients first class.
Except for you. Wow.
So they get in first. And now I'm sitting there, like, I'm also zone 3 or 4.
You're the back of the plane.
Yeah, I'm the back of the plane, right? Yeah,
you're not even getting
it. And I'm just like literally thinking, should I fire my manager? Right? And then as I walk through fucking first class, these guys start throwing fucking shit at my face.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
Segura and those guys?
Oh, yeah. They start pillows and they're like, "Boo." You know what I mean? "Get back." You know, they're like yelling, "Get back,
back
there,
of the bus.
You little immigrant." You know what I mean? And like just acting a fool. And so I'm back there, and each one of them, through the flight, would go back there and throw me, like, peanuts or stuff that they got in the first class.
That's so mean.
It's so mean, but it was so funny.
But that's big props, because Bobby Lee, would do that absolutely to somebody else.
No.
If we were on the same flight and I went past you, you would totally fuck with me. Yes, you would.
Yeah, it would be so fun.
Yes, you would.
It'd be so fun, but...
you'd fuck with
me. So then after that, I got back in town, I said to Abby, I go... I think we can do sometimes first class.
Yeah.
Especially in that situation, it's like...
If you're flying as much as we fly, yeah, I get that. By the way, when we go to Cancun...
Yeah.
When we do Bad Friends in Cancun, does she get first class? That's a big thing. That's a big discussion.
They're paying for it.
I know, but they're asking us what flights we want.
Yeah.
And where we want to sit. So do we put her in the first? Have you flown first class?
I think when
you never have. Bob.
No, we went to Seattle, and then it was first class.
Oh yeah, I put you in first class.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
that's very nice of you, man. You keep doing nice stuff for this chick.
I know she doesn't want to have moments with me. It's crazy.
And you don't want to have a moment in the car where he wants to sing one song.
No.
You know what? That right there, you're not getting in first class on the way to Cancun. And Cancun is not a close flight, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a nice little trip.
And in fact, when we land in the airport, you're going to find your own way right home.
That's right.
To the hotel I'm in.
Yeah, so start learning Spanish right now.
Yeah.
How do you say, take me to the resort in Spanish? You know how?
No.
Well, you better learn it, kiddo, because you're going to be on your own.
And since that Tuesday she performed, she's got a little...
Oh, she's getting cocky.
Yeah.
I knew it, dude. That's I could feel is. That she was getting a little bit... Because she walked in here and she kind of sloughed her way in and she goes... Same studio, huh?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Like it's old news to her.
And like one of the dogs is her dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the dogs is her dog. She's like the primary.
Yeah.
And this fucking dog's shitting all over the house.
And
right?
she doesn't
and now,
care.
No, she used to, but now I have to clean it.
Really?
She's like, Tito Bobby. With her finger, Tito
Bobby. Oh, she waggles it at you?
Tito Bobby.
You got a lot of nerve, kid.
Yeah.
You got a lot of nerve.
And then you know what she also did?
Mm.
Which... It literally was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. In terms of, like, my body reacting to it.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps. I'm not kidding you. From the top of my head to my toes. I cringed. And I almost kind of yelped. So I'm in the backyard smoking. You know what I'm talking about. And so I put the cigarette out. And there's a gigantic, not gigantic, but a mid-sized metallic trash bin. With a lid on it.
Right.
So I put out the cigarette, and I always put the butts in there. So I lifted it up, and there was probably, oh my God, there was probably 200,000 maggots.
Ew.
I know. Crawling up this thing.
What did you all leave in there?
And then dog vomit.
Oh my God.
Dog vomit.
Who threw dog vomit in? You did.
Yeah.
And the maggots were all over that? Oh, dude, you got to hose that out, kid.
We already sprayed it with insecticide spray, so.
Okay, that probably does work. I guess.
You need water? Are you going to water
it? Hose it out. Whenever dude, dog pukes, I just hose out the grass.
Oh, but when you have maggots, what do you do?
I've never had that situation ever.
Yeah.
But like when the dog throws up in the yard, I just break out the hose and hose it out.
Not her. She clumps it together, leaves it open,
no!
and puts it in the hot summer sun.
I put it in plastic.
If you find maggots in food or trash, you can boil them and the eggs together to kill them. Boil them? Who's taking the maggots inside? Another option is to thoroughly sprinkle them with salt or spray them with insecticide. You did it.
Boil.
You can boil them and the eggs.
Well, that's
together.
For the Filipinos because they eat them after.
Is that how you guys want it? Do you guys eat maggots?
No.
I don't know. Funky overseas stuff. Oh, dude, look at this.
Yeah.
This is I got this sent to me. This is real. Cheetos that taste like steak.
From where?
This is all Japanese
Open
stuff.
Open it up. Let's see if it tastes. I'll see if it tastes
try
like
one.
Steak. Have you eaten one of these yet?
No, this just came into me today. This is from a guy who sent them to me.
Steak Cheetos.
This is a guy named Sunny Hill Exotics, and he sent me all this stuff. Look at this.
Yeah.
Oreo Thins Vanilla Mousse. That sounds good, right? You've had these pink Kit Kats from Japan, right?
Love them.
These are the best.
Oh.
Does it taste like steak? Let me see. We got to give some commentary. People don't want to hear you chew for 3 minutes.
I know, hold on.
Well, give me the bag.
Taste it.
Can I have the bag so Jules can have some and I can?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Here's my commentary.
Give it.
It tastes like Doritos if they just put some salt on it.
It doesn't have a steak taste at all?
Not to me, no.
Not even a little bit.
No. I mean, I had steak for dinner. Maybe that's what it is. Be honest. Steak?
No, but they're good.
They're very good.
It's not steak.
Yeah, it's not steak, but it's good.
What is it, though? It kind of tastes like... Let's try another one. This one is... Let's see. This one is... What is that? That's... Who can read that? That's...
It's what's a symbol? What's a symbol?
You can't really tell. Look
I
at
can.
The symbol.
I'll be able to.
You're Asian. You should be able to know what it is.
That symbol
is... Do you like it?
That symbol is pork.
No? It looks like pork. That's what I thought it was.
I think it's pork.
You do?
Yeah.
Try that one. Open that one. And this one is... See, it says made with real beef. These are made with beef. Is that one good?
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
It's bad?
But kind of good. Honestly?
Yeah.
These will fuck you up.
Why?
Because you don't know what it is.
I know.
Because I don't know what that symbol is.
Right, that could be...
It's just freaking me out.
It could be dog testicles that you're eating right now. Let's see. This is pork?
No.
That was good. I like it.
You do?
No.
I hate it.
It's gross, but yeah, it's gross. Good.
No, it's not good. Let the flavor hit.
Yeah, no, the basket.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like it.
Maybe that went bad.
It went bad. Give me
This is Jolly Rancher Misfits. And look at this.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
Oreo wafer roll sticks. Okay, what do you want? You want this one? This is real beef. This says it's made with real beef. You
it's
want to
not
try?
Made with real beef, dude. Give me the fucking
made with real beef.
Just because it says it doesn't mean it's true.
Of course it does. Everything is true if it's printed.
Yeah, but
everything is true if it's
could,
printed.
No, but you could all it could be soaked in like some sort of you know, pork broth.
No, it says made with real beef. Cranberry ginger ale.
Okay. Give me the sweet stuff.
Which one? These?
Like that. Yeah, what
the
is
Jolly
that?
Ranchers?
Yeah.
Misfits. Gummies. Mm-mm. Yeah, this guy sent me this stuff. When we were in Japan, did you like these?
It's okay.
Did you like the first one?
I like the second one.
You like this one better? You can keep... Here, keep them. No?
I have the Kit Kat.
Yeah, you want a Kit Kat. These are fucking... Dude, these are fucking amazing. Bob.
I'll eat one later.
Liquid IV!
Oh, dear God. I hate water, but you know what? When it's mixed with Liquid IV... It's heaven on earth.
Muy bueno.
Because I'm getting nutrients and vitamins and different things.
The hot summer months are here, man.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be proactive and keep your body fueled up and hydrated. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone because Boo Water, throw in some flavors like watermelon, strawberry, lemon, lime. It sounds and tastes delicious.
Yeah, and how do you use Liquid IV?
Yeah, I take it first thing in the morning. I usually take it when I wake up. I chug a big glass of water because I read that that's good for you, but I like to put stuff in it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you love most about Liquid IV?
To be honest with you, I do like the flavoring is good because I'm trying not to drink soda anymore, so Liquid IV helps. And it does taste delicious. I think the apple pie is that's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Let me ask Jules a question.
Yeah.
Which hydration flavors or products do you like the most, Jules?
Which one do you like, Jules, of all the Liquid IVs?
I like the lemon lime.
Oh, lemon lime
that's
is good.
A good answer.
Old school. That's very old school of you.
You know what? It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
That's really good. It hydrates you faster, more efficiently than water alone. And also, they're giving out a bunch of stuff. They've donated 4 million servings in response to COVID-19, so they're doing a good thing. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk at Nationwide at Costco. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
Hey, Jules, read the last one.
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at
liquidiv.com.
MeUndies!
Hi, friends.
What are you wearing right now, Bob?
Oh, MeUndies. It's MeUndies. My favorite underwear of all time. And it's not only do I like the sustainable, breathable quality of the fabric and stuff, but I love the designs. They're
yeah.
so cute and the colors. And I have panda ones. I have ones with giraffes on them.
I have pizza.
Pizza. And they're so cool.
Yeah, they are cool. They got classic colors. They got the regular stuff if you're boring or you can have fun. And they go from sizes extra small all the way up to 4XL. So Rudy to Bobby. And we both love MeUndies. We wear them all the time. They have great offer for our listeners. If you've never had MeUndies, you don't know what's going on because it's so comfortable and they don't bunch up and all that stuff.
Andrew, yeah. You know what? I just thought of this, okay?
What?
I have a great offer for our listeners.
I'll give it to them.
Okay, for any first-time purchasers, you'll get 50% off and free shipping.
MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no question.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get your
15%. Caveats.
Yeah. Caveats. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends. That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You can do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Caveats. But that condo collapse.
Look.
Let me just talk about it real
quick. Let me get this out of my mouth.
All right.
I wasn't making a joke about the condo collapse. That's sad. Okay? That's very sad.
It's nightmarish.
It's sad. But also, I have thought about, because sometimes when I go skiing and I go off by myself, if I do a couple of runs solo, uh-huh. I genuinely get scared that I'm like, what if I got an avalanche and then what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What do you do? They can't find you for days and days. You're just sitting there. What do you do?
But the condo thing is, I just want to ask you this. I don't think that, isn't there any way to get that shit? Like, because, you know, they did a search and rescue for what? Over a week.
Yeah.
Right? And if I was literally, if my brother or you or anybody was in that rubble, I'd just be like, get the cranes in there. Let's go.
Yeah, but I think it's not as easy as that, because if you move one piece, another piece falls. It's like Jenga. You're playing like Jenga.
Get the best Jenga fucking players in the world.
Who's the best Jenga player in the world? Look that up.
Yeah.
Get the best Jenga kid out there. It's kind of like how the Japanese kids are with the Rubik's Cube. Yeah, you know, those guys that can do it in like May 13th at his home in Pima County, Arizona. Ty Star Valentini officially bested his own world record for most Jenga blocks.
Get Ty.
So we call up Ty Star Valentini.
Condo collapse. Call Ty. That's what I'd say as a police.
Yeah, call Ty.
Ty shows up, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, remove that piece first.
And he labels them. He goes, A6, B7.
Right.
H4.
And then they can go, are you sure? It's like the probability is 98% that's supporting
he's,
that.
He's like a beautiful mind. He's doing the math on. He can.
There's
like
gotta
see
be people
stones
out there like that.
This guy, Ty Star Valentiani.
This brings me up to the most embarrassing that happened to me 2 days ago. I wasn't even gonna bring it up. I'm gonna bring it up. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that I don't know if you guys know, but I'm obsessed with magic.
Yeah.
All right.
I love magic.
And I love my favorite magician nowadays is a kid by the name of Shin Lim.
Shin Lim.
Yeah. He's the best.
Where is he from?
He won not just America's Got Talent, but he also won the...
Oh, I know this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm with Howie Mandel 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, if I have a wedding, I want... my dream would have Shin Lim help me with the proposal.
Do like a magic proposal?
Magic proposal.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? And Howie goes, oh, he's a good friend of mine. Oh, that's cool. He's like... And you guys are like, he's Asian. He definitely knows who you are.
You guys are like Asian?
You guys are Asian, so he'll definitely know who you are.
Yeah.
And in my head, I just assumed he would know me. I don't know why.
Because it's Asian, yeah.
Right? You would think, right, if another redheaded guy...
That he knows me.
He knows me.
No doubt. If he's a comedian, he knows me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're both performers.
Entertainment, yeah.
He knows me.
He knows you.
And so Howie hands me the phone first.
Oh, your FaceTime?
Because he doesn't have Howie's number. They got his number from somebody else.
Oh.
So it's like, it's not as if when he called,
it says
Howie Mandel, right?
Right.
He picks up the FaceTime and I'm like, hey. And he's like, no, who are you?
He had no idea.
Yeah. And I go, oh, I'm a comedian. He's like, no.
Don't know. Is he flipping cards the whole time? He's like,
no, he's doing his own Vegas show in the Mirage. He has a
He's a residency.
He's a residency, there, right? He's like a big star.
He's huge.
So then Howie takes the phone. Me, it's me, Howie. But I'm now blushing.
Yeah, you feel like shit.
I feel like shit.
Right, you look like me.
And now,
bright orange.
Yeah. Now I don't even want to.
Now you don't want to go see him.
No.
Let's go see him in Vegas.
He said he'd give you backstage pass.
Of course he would. Now that embarrassing moment happened, now he has to make up for.
I know, but have you seen this guy perform?
I saw him on AGT. I saw that
this guy is so good.
Yeah, his stuff. I mean,
listen, you can see, like, because I know Penn Jillette, mm-hmm. and it's like you go to YouTube and you see, like, you know, magic revealing videos.
Yeah, like they crack the code.
But a lot of the shit that he does, they don't know how he does it.
Well, that was like Penn and Teller had a show called Fool Us or something like
that. And Shin did that.
Oh, he did that show.
He did that show, and he filled them twice.
Two times.
Yeah, and then. Penn just called me a week and goes, he wants me on the show.
He wants you
on? Like a guest judge or something.
On the Fool Us or whatever. What is the show called? Is it called? It's called Fool Us.
Yeah. But.
So let's link up with Shin. Let's get Shin. Let's go to Vegas and go watch the show.
And then we should figure out how to.
I've been itching to go to Vegas.
Me too.
I want to go. It's open.
You know what she said too?
Huh?
Her dream is to go to Vegas and go to clubs.
It's not a dream. I just want to do it.
It's a reality. Let's go. We can do it.
2021.
Next year.
Next one. What month are you again?
November.
November, right? What if Shin Lim is the door guy in Vegas and we walk up? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be embarrassing.
Door guys know who we are.
No,
they're listening.
Even today.
Yeah.
If I go on the road, right? Even before the pandemic, right? And I'll be at a, you know, at a restaurant or something after a show, like a late night, and some guy will go, hey, there's a club, man. It's like, you want to go? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'm going to meet a bunch of people there. I don't want to go because my biggest fear in the world
is not being recognized.
No, not being able to get in.
But they'll set it up so you get in.
And that happens. Like, we went to remember that ramen place, right, called Jinya?
Yeah, I love Jinya ramen.
Right? Last week we tried to go, and they're like, no.
You thought they were going to notice you and be like, oh, we have
Yeah,
a
but we're like, they're like, no.
Yeah, but with Vegas, you just pay for it in advance, so it's all
and
taken care
no,
of.
And that no, it rings in my head.
I know. Okay.
All night long.
Well, here's what I say.
I just hear, no.
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 Let's get the Palm. Let's get the hotel. Let's get the room at the Palm where it has the pool, you know, that goes out over the. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. And let's take a private jet. And you know who will pay for it?
What?
George. Their company.
That's right.
Their company.
But you know what I love to do?
They produce
the
show.
We can get Shin Lim.
We'll get Shin Lim tickets.
We can see Penn and Teller because they're my friends now.
VIP.
Right? VIP of Penn and Teller.
Carrot Top.
You know Carrot? You must.
We all know each other.
Okay, good. So you and Carrot.
Yeah.
Right? Can you call him Carrot or do you
I
call
can.
Him?
I can. You can't.
I have to call him Carrot Top.
You say CT or Carrot Top. Yeah.
Right.
I can call him Carrot.
Right. So do you really play? Because whenever I see him, I've seen him 5 times in my life. I always say Carrot Top.
You have to
and
say
it's weird to say the whole thing. What's up, Carrot Top?
Have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say Carrot.
What's his first name?
Spink.
No, what's his real name?
I have no idea. Don't know what I've never known his real name.
Because I love it when you see a famous person that has a different name, but they're like, call me by...
Scott.
Yeah, call me by my real name.
It is weird when he's like, hey, I'm Scott. And you're like, you're a Carrot Top. You're not Scott. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, you're not. Your name is not Scott.
Yeah.
That is funny that I assume... You assume that that other person, their real name, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's like that guy that did our show, Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
That's not his real name.
I know it's not.
It's Tom.
Yeah, Chad and JT.
And he goes, when I first met him a couple weeks ago, he was like, just call me Tom. I go, no, it's Chad now, for life.
It has to be.
It has to be.
But
I'm not calling Edge anything else.
No.
It's the Edge.
it's
right?
The Edge.
Sting is Sting, for life. Bono is Bono for life.
What is Sting's real name?
I don't even know. No one cares.
That's insane. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
At some point, what's Sting's real name?
Yeah.
Let's take a guess. Hold on. What's Sting's real name?
Leonard.
Guess.
Adam.
Leonard?
Yeah.
That's such a good guess. What?
Adam.
Adam? I'm going to say it's Robert. British. British.
Sting, let's
Sting's
this is a
real
fun game because I don't
know
these names.
Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
Yeah, it's Gordon.
What's CBE? That's when you get... You know, is that when the you get knighted by the queen?
No, he has like a probably like a CBD company that right marijuana.
What is CBE? Is that that's when you get knighted, right? You put you're allowed to put CBE at the end of your
okay,
something.
What's Prince's real name? Do you know?
Prince's real name was Marcus or something like Marcus. What was it?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I want to go for.
Dude, this is really
Marlon.
Marlon. Okay, Marcus Marlon. What's Prince's real name?
Michael.
Marlon. What's Prince's real name? His real name is Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson. You know how dope that is? His real name is Prince.
That's pretty dope. Cool.
That's why that guy was so cool.
Yeah.
His parents birthed him into being cool. And he was so androgynously cool. Like, he wasn't gay. He wasn't straight. He wasn't a guy. He wasn't a girl.
Bro.
He wasn't black. He wasn't white.
I went to... some NBC, I was maybe the upfronts or something like that, where it was like at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar was attached to another bar. So the only way to get to this other bar is through the shitty bar that I was in.
So annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
So he walked through with his entourage, and I'm like sitting there there's a bunch of celebrities in the room, right? Like big TV stars and whatnot, right? As soon as he walked in, the music stopped. You could hear no sound in the bar.
Silence.
And people just went like silent, like somebody had died. And he's just kind of walking through, and everyone's just kind of looking on the ground.
How smooth did he walk?
Oh my God. It was just like he didn't have legs.
He floated.
He was floating.
He was like shifting through the room.
Yeah, he was going, yeah. Like that's how he breathed.
Yeah.
That's how he breathed, right? And he just kind of floated. It felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that like it was
and,
in slow
motion. I remember just going, like, I was crying.
You started crying.
Oh my God. I was like, my lips were trembling. It's Prince, dude. I was crying. My lips trembling. And I, yeah. And he floating by. And as soon as he left, people just started talking.
Then the music kicked back on. I feel like that's what happened.
Guys like him can stop anything.
Everything.
I don't think you can have, no one has that kind of power anymore. Like the Beatles back in the day.
Well, that's different.
We could stop
the world.
The world.
They could tell everyone to kill themselves. They could be like, we're all going to commit suicide on the 14th. Everybody would.
Yeah, it could be the first day of like some sort of marine training and people are like climbing the thing. As soon as the Beatles showed up, they just would
freeze
on the fucking thing.
On the cargo
nets. Cargo thing. And they would walk by and then they would keep going afterwards. I mean, they just have that kind of like.
Oh, essence.
Power.
You know, sometimes you do meet celebrities and they have that. When I first was a PA, I met Bradley Cooper before he was Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And he was kind of still like on the come up.
Yeah.
And I was a PA and I had to walk him to one of the executives' offices. And we get to the office and he was really, really handsome. And I walked him there and like, he was really nice. He asked me my name and everything. And I said, okay, you're good in here. And then nobody was in there. This guy's assistant was gone. And he goes, you want me to just wait in this empty room? I was like, I mean, you don't have to. You can go back. We can go back to the front. And he's like, you have a kitchen? And we go to the kitchen. And I'm not kidding. He's like, oh, I just want to make something to eat real fast. And he opens the fridge and he takes out deli meat, like a piece of deli meat, and he wraps it in a piece of cheese.
Mm.
And he's just eating it, talking to me. But even him eating it was really sexy. I was just like watching him eat a hand sandwich.
Yeah, Brent Morin says the same thing about him.
Sexy dude.
Brent Morin was working at Conan, remember?
When he was at Conan, yeah.
And he ran into Bradley Cooper, and I guess Brent Morin, they were talking face to face, and he had the urge of just going,
just like kissing him on the mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was really hot. He was hot, dude.
This is when I was shy and I didn't know what to say. Mm. But if I had this opportunity, so it's not as big as.
Oh my God, blow that image up.
It's not as big as Bradley Cooper. So when I was on Mad TV, we had a young actor, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So Ryan Reynolds is sitting there with Dick Blasucci, right?
Who is that, the executive producer?
The executive producer of Mad. And Dick goes, Bobby, sit here, meet Ryan. I didn't know who he was really much, right? But I just sat next to him, right? And I was just like, you don't know what to say. Like now?
What are you going
to
say?
Now?
No, different.
With who I am now?
Yeah.
That I would be having that guy's number in my phone in 5 minutes.
Well, you'd be making jokes.
Yeah. I would be able to get him into my world in 5 minutes. But back then.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
What's going on?
Well,
I don't know what to say.
Think about it like this. You know when someone comes up to you?
Yeah.
And they say hello to you?
Yeah.
Right? And they don't know what to say because they're a fan.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know who came up to me today in the airport?
Who?
A pilot. A pilot is walking. You know how they walk with like the flight attendants?
Me.
Two pilots are walking, the flight attendant, or with two flight attendants. And he literally, we cross each other and he goes, Santino! And I turn like I know him.
Yeah.
I go, hey!
Yeah.
And he goes, hey! And I was like, I don't fucking know this guy. I have no.
yeah,
but he didn't know what to say. He just wanted to say hi.
Yeah,
and he goes, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Yeah,
and
I love
like,
it.
Where the fuck do you think on a plane?
But you make them feel comfortable, right?
I try, but sometimes the energy is weird when people say hi and I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they go, like this dude in the bar, this big Jack Black dude in the bar, he goes, hey, are you that dude from Dave? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I thought so. What do I say?
You don't know what to say.
I just go, yeah.
You don't know what to say.
It's me.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me, I guess. I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Because what if somebody goes, hey, Bobby Lee, right? You're Bobby Lee?
Black people do that to me. You know where they go?
Yeah.
My dog.
My dog.
And they'll give me a pound.
Right.
And I'll go, oh, thank you. Like, because I want to go opposite.
Right.
I don't go, yeah.
No.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I just play to my fucking strengths. And go, hey, what's up, buddy? Right? And they go, my dog.
My dog.
And I do a little pound. That's all I do.
You want to really put them in an awkward position?
What?
And they go, well, my dog, just bow and see what they do.
Oh, that's where we react like that.
My dog.
What's up? Don't say my buddy?
No.
All right, go
my
ahead.
My dog. That.
No.
Perfect.
No, why?
They would love it. They go, this motherfucker's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny.
Or they call you stupid. When black dudes call you stupid, that means they love you.
Yeah.
When they go, he's stupid, they love you.
Yeah, I love...
Black people?
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially comics, because I just have an angle with all of them. And it's.
What do you mean?
It's hard to explain. I'm going to try to explain it.
You're going to say like a minority angle?
No.
What?
It's a different. It's a touching me for a little too long angle.
What do you mean? Like they. Like
no, like if like I see Ian Edwards or anybody, or I saw Finesse Mitchell the other day, right?
Right.
And they're happy. What's up, man?
Mm-hmm. Shit.
And I hug, right? And I hug enough until they pull away.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you can tell, like, I'm bringing them in, and they have to physically force their way out.
Black guys have a time limit on
time
how long
limit. That's what it
them.
Is.
Yeah, a white guy, you can hug and kiss me on the face, and we'll laugh about it.
I know.
You can't do that to the black guys.
Yeah, and I love it.
Yeah, they got to push
because
you away.
Because they go, you're weird,
none
man.
None of that gay shit.
Yeah. I do that, like Donnell. Oh my god, like I'll like take my fingers. Right. Like if he's sitting there in Mitzi's booth in the OR.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know I'm coming, and he thinks I'm a girl. And I'll just lightly, in the back of his head, do this, right? And he'll be like, he thinks it's Whitney or something, right? And he'll be like, goddamn, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, he'll, like, really get angry, right? Why, because he loved it at first.
He thinks that, like, God is watching, and when he gets to the afterlife, he's going to be like, you had 7 gay moments. Let's play them back. Like, they saved all these times when
so
something
weird.
But it's so funny. Like, whenever I have ever had, like, gay moments, you have to laugh them off. Like when I go, when Justin Martindale used to take us out to gay nightclubs, and my penis would get grabbed. The amount of times I was sexually assaulted in a gay nightclub, every time I've gone out, every time, just like grab my like, and they pull on it like it's a yank chain from a toilet in England.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, they grab at your fucking dick, and you just have to go. There's nothing you can do.
I was at the Abbey, with my friend Mike, who's
I've been there,
right. We are at a table, and he knows 8 of these dudes.
Well,
they're there.
Yeah, they all know each other.
They all know each other, right? Yeah. And they're having, drinks. I'm having Diet Coke, I don't drink, right? And my knee, brushed up against another guy's knee that's across me. I don't know,
that's
right?
That's a go.
But you know that I have, what do you call it?
Clubbed feet?
OCD.
What?
I have to touch things 3 times.
Oh, yeah, OCD. Right.
Yeah, so in my head, I'm like, I got to now brush my knee.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Two more times against his leg.
Right? So I go, 1, 2. He thinks now.
That's a signal.
Yeah, that I'm like, we're going to go fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's tapping under the stall.
So then he kind of like puts his hand on my knee like this.
No.
Yeah.
But what do? You have to
let
it be.
No, I pulled away and he goes, excuse me. And I go, excuse me. And he goes, and I go, oh, I'm not gay. And he goes, I thought you were.
Oh.
No, I'm not. But
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's like.
But you did end up.
I blew him in the bathroom.
You have to.
Yeah, I had to. Because
you don't
have
a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
You did
the knee thing.
Once you did the knee thing.
The knee thing fucked me.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. You know, I get excited, Andrew, when I'm hungry during the day and I come home and I see that HelloFresh box outside my door.
I like it, man.
I bring it all the way upstairs and I can't. And I always look to see what it is.
Yeah, what
ingredients? And then I'll cook it up. And it's the best. And even a simpleton like me can cook it up. And it's like, no, being honest, like it's like real high quality gourmet food.
It is delicious, man. They cut out those stressful meal planning. And what I like about it is you can get the quick and easy meals, 15, 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go. They offer like 50 menu market items every single week, including ready to eat salads, sandwiches,
but
soups.
But Andrew, there's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go ahead, Jules.
Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality.
It's incredible. Look, I do love this. Genuinely, I use it constantly. It's always at the house because I need to eat something fast because we've got so much stuff going on. So it's nice to have pre-measured out ingredients and easy step-by-steps to help you put it together very simply. And I do love it when I'm super busy to throw something together.
You know, hey, guys. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Coinbase!
Hey, Andrew, do you identify as crypto curious?
I'm a crypto guy.
If you thought about entering the world of cryptocurrency, but felt like a little overwhelmed, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple.
I know a lot of people don't understand it. They think it's some weird club or whatever, but they believe that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door, whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started like me, dude. Much coin, such base. You've been following cryptocurrency craze. You know it's a time to get involved right now. Coinbase makes it easy and quick to start your portfolio and learn to trade like a pro.
If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify.
Yeah.
Why not think about cryptocurrency? Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto into your mix.
That's right. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's right. They offer portfolio management for protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely, monitor all your crypto in one place. Millions of people are doing this, whether you're looking to diversify or just get started. Get started today with Coinbase. For a limited time, new users can get $5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/badfriends.
Sign up at coinbase.com/badfriends for $5 in free Bitcoin.
This offer is limited time only. Be sure to sign up today, Rudy.
That's coinbase.com/badfriends.
Nope. Slash.
Say it again.
That's coinbase.com/badfriends.
Without the laughing. Go ahead.
That's coinbase.com/badfriends.
Yeah, baby. Wait, I want to tell you something real fast before. There was a long line in the bathroom at the airport. Yeah. This image was singed into my brain. It was so hard to not start laughing. There's a long line, and everyone's doing this thing. When there's a line in the men's bathroom, they're like, did you check that stall? Because people have to pee so bad. They're like, because the stall doors are all closed. So I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding. I'm second to go, and the guy in front of me is like really antsy, and he goes and he's checking all the stall doors. Yeah. Well, they're all red. They all like it green to red.
Right.
They're all red. They're all red.
Yeah.
Well, one of the locks wasn't locked all the way.
Oh, I've done that.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Yeah. He opens it wide up, and the dude on the pooper goes down to grab his penis, and he just goes like this. I'm in here. I swear to God, I'm in here. Yeah. And the guy goes, oh, and he closes the door.
And it's like, he didn't
what else could he say?
He didn't have to say anything. We see.
I know, but what do you say? I open the door, you're pooping. There's like 17 dudes staring at you now. What do you say?
I honestly, okay, so I'm pooping.
You're pooping. I swing open the door. That's it?
Yeah.
What if I then go, oh, and then I walk in and just start peeing right between your legs? You gave me the nod.
No, that'd be weird.
That would
never happen.
I'm going to piss on your chest and it cascade right down you.
Okay. That would never happen. But if it did happen, then after that, every time that happened, I would say, hey, I'm in here.
Yeah, right.
But at this point in my life,
It's never happened before. What would you say if a girl opened the door and you were in there? If a woman opened the door in the stall and you're in the stall, what do you say?
I wouldn't say anything.
You just stare right at him?
I just shut the door back.
No, you can't. It's too far away from you. It's not that close. He was in an airport. It's push back.
I just stare.
Stare at him. Okay.
Okay. How about this?
How weird.
I was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Taking a shizer.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was doing a commercial there.
Which one?
It's an IBM commercial that they flew me all over the place.
Yeah, the one with
Eric. Yeah, right. Joe Pitka.
Yeah.
So I was in Germany at a steam room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one in there. So there was like two levels. And at the Korean spot where I'm at, where I go right now, I always go to the last level because there's no one ever in there. And I'll just stand there.
You stand on top of
the
top
level? On the third level in the steam room and just stand there like this.
Why do you do that? Why would you stand
on the top? Because I like it super hot.
Yeah, and
I want all the steam to be in every orifice of my body.
Yeah.
So stand there like this, right? And then three, in Germany I did this. Mm. Three hot chicks walk completely naked. It's mixed!
No!
It's mixed! So I was like,
were they
the smallest dick in the steam room?
Were they cool with it?
No, they were just like, "What the fuck is this little Asian guy?"
Was ist das?
Yeah, yeah. It must have been they thought it was a gargoyle, a part of the
ambiance.
Yeah.
Jose included a gargoyle inside the steam room.
I don't know if that's true now, but back in the day, 20 years ago, it was mixed. Like you would have old ladies, and everyone would be naked. It wasn't a problem.
I think that's kind of harmonious.
I think it's better.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Oh, yeah.
Once you go to a nude beach once, you kind of understand who goes to nude beaches. It's never good-looking people.
Yeah, it's never the ones you want.
But it is always old dudes with long penises.
Long.
They're always long. They may not be thick, but they're long penises.
Yeah, and gray.
Long and gray.
Yeah.
Gray penises.
Long and gray.
Well, because they got to put zinc on it so it doesn't get sunburned.
It's like that Beatles song, The Long and Winding Road.
I'm serious, though. Do you have to put sunscreen on your penis?
Yeah. Would you ever go to a nude beach?
No.
Why not?
You feel self-conscious?
You don't have to get naked at the beach. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you can wear a shirt.
I went and you don't have to be naked. Yeah.
Oh, then I can go.
Right, so you want to see people naked at the beach. Yeah. She's getting curious.
Like, when I go to nude beach, I'm wearing armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, battalion outfit.
I'm wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit when I go to a nude beach. I don't ever like to... I also... The idea of your wiener in the sun is weird to me. Why do you want... Your penis isn't supposed to have sun all over it.
Well, it makes you... But who told me this? Somebody told me that they tan their nuts.
They tan their nuts?
Yeah, they every day they'll spend an hour in the sun, but they'll put their nuts in the sun, and it makes it more virile.
No way.
Yeah.
Look that up. Type in testicles in the sun. Type in testicles in the sun. Let me go on like a testy in the sun. Testicles in the sun. Testicle sunning, boosting testosterone, sunbathing your balls.
That's what I'm telling you. Somebody told me that.
Boosting your testosterone by sunbathing your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Testicle sunning or sun in your balls. Not to be confused with the viral trend of butthole sunning, which is what I was talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm talking about nuts.
The practice of exposing your testicles to direct sunlight.
You're going
to
be doing it tomorrow, right?
I'm doing it tomorrow morning. Yeah. I'm going to send you video.
Can I come with you?
100%. Come by. I'm going to sit out by the pool and do it.
Let's tan our nuts together.
Let's tan our nuts. But
how would you do it, though?
What do you mean? Like, how do I hide my wiener but tan my nuts?
Yeah, because I don't want to see your dick.
I have my shorts still on. I just unzip my zipper and pull my nuts through my zip hole. Go through the fence.
I see what you're
saying. Open the fence and put my nuts out.
I'll do that, too.
Let's do that.
Well, you want to tan our nuts?
Nuts out. I'm so into it.
Would you put
sunscreen?
You would?
30, 15, maybe.
No, I'm not gonna.
You don't need it. You can tan a little bit, right?
Yeah. Which I want to talk about. You know, because
wait, hold on. Now, of course, you might need less time under the sun based on your skin tone.
Yeah.
It can cause skin damage, skin cancer, but apparently, okay. So you really can improve your testosterone levels by sunning your nuts. Maybe this is something I need to try.
Yeah.
Huh. Butthole sunning is not butthole sunning. However, very different.
What's the point of butthole sunning?
It's really good for you.
What?
Look, there they are right there. Look at those fellas right there.
Yeah. But
apparently,
what?
High levels of vitamin D can enter through your anal cavity. You know, vitamin D is really good for you. So that's like really good to like sun your butthole. Let's see that video. I want to see these fellas sun their butt.
I would never sun my butthole.
Full screen that, papa.
In a mere 30 seconds.
Of course that's what he looks
100%
like.
100% it's that guy.
Of course that's what he's
you
the one that
received more energy from this electric node.
See?
Than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
So you receive more energy when you sun your butthole. This is so tight.
I'm doing it tomorrow. I swear to God.
I want to do this. Can we get a picture of you and I sunning our butthole like this?
You
want
to come over to my house? Do it at
my
house?
Yeah, I will.
Honestly, dude. We'll tape it tomorrow.
You guys all said...
Should I come to your house?
Come to my house.
Oh, yeah.
Come to my house and sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get a ton of sunlight in my backyard.
Who's going to tape it? Because I don't want your wife to tape it.
We'll have one of the guys, one of these guys do it.
Okay, yeah.
Pete, can you come tape us sunning our buttholes?
He's got kids. He's not going
to... don't have to bring the kids.
No, but he's not going to tell his wife, I got to go fucking tape the guys sunning their buttholes?
It's his job.
It's my job.
You'll check it out? So yeah, we'll for like 30 minutes, we'll sun our buttholes.
Well, I don't think I think it's at 30 seconds. I don't think you're supposed to sit in the sun
it
that
takes
long.
A while for me.
You need a lot of butthole sun.
I think so. I don't think it's going to work right away for me. I think I have a lot of like layers of stuff.
Butthole sunning.
Yeah, yeah. So let's do like 30 minutes of butthole sunning.
All right, fine.
And we'll do 30 minutes of nut sunning.
Nut sunning has to be much less.
No, we'll put stuff on it.
Okay, we'll
get,
okay.
I'll go to the pharmacy.
Let's go to CVS and go get sunscreen.
I'll get the sunscreen.
Okay.
I'll get different varieties.
Okay.
Right?
It's pretty rigid already.
Bryce?
Yep.
Can you do me a favor and get me another Diet Coke like this, but do the thing that you did with the lighter to open it?
Sounds good. Coming
thank
up.
You.
You don't know how to do that? How to crack it open?
No.
Come here, I'm going to teach him. Don't open it, I'm going to teach him.
There's no way I'm going to learn. I'll break the thing.
Will you learn, please? We have plenty of those Diet Cokes. We have 7 of those in that thing. Hey, we got a lot of Diet Cokes.
I know, but I don't know how to open
it. I'm
going to
teach you, dude.
How do you do it with the lighter?
Yeah. I'm going to show you. But I'm gonna.
That starts fights in the house, right? I always go, "Where's the fucking bottle opener?"
No, see, I know. Here, give me the letter so I can. I'm not gonna open it. You are, but I'm gonna show you the way.
Okay.
See, you need to put sunscreen. Okay, hold on. I have this one.
Okay.
You need to put sunscreen on your butthole right now. This says, "Post people." Right. You should be sunning. You should be doing it. All right, we'll do it. So look, grab it like this, and there's one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
You can either brace it here, right? I like to brace it right here on this view. It's easier.
Uh-huh.
So you just go like this, and you see you're bracing it with this, and all you do is crack it up. It's really easy. Very, very easy.
All right, so
let's see it.
Like this?
No, look, using this. Look, using that as a... Yeah? Hold on, let me see.
No. There it is. Yay!
Bobby! Bobby,
wow.
Bobby, Bobby.
It does work.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked great. The boys were clapping downstairs. Hey.
Yeah.
Now that you're in Diet Coke mode,
what?
I want to show you something.
This will be good.
Oh my God. This is my favorite stream of videos on the internet right now.
Okay, go ahead.
There is a guy. There's a group of guys. I don't know the origins, so I don't want to speak out of turn. But they play these pranks on each other.
Uh-huh.
And you've seen this on the internet. I'm sure if you've seen this if you're on the internet at all.
Okay.
But look what these boys do to each other.
Okay. Asian?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Whoa, whoa, wait. Stop.
They put Mentos and Coke and it explodes and to order to, for it to, they do this to each other all the time. So it doesn't explode everywhere. He puts his mouth over it to let it stop the stream.
Yeah, but why can't they just do it with his hand?
It will never work. And it's funnier when it's the other way.
Okay.
Here you go.
I know. Wait, can I just say something?
I love these guys.
I know, but it's...
Do the one where they're in the car.
Staged, though.
I know, it's great. Yeah. It didn't used to be. That's what I said. When it started out, they used to do it naturally to each other in a car.
Yeah, yeah.
They would do it in the car, and then now they do it staged, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Look at how big that thing is.
Do that again. Dude, it's so fun to watch. I know it's staged anymore, but it's fun to watch them have fun with each other.
It's so stupid.
It's so good.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
I'm going to be in that house party movie. And
oh, you already did it?
No, I'm going to do it next week, and then I do it in August again.
Wait, wait. So
I'm the only white guy in the house party. I swear to
who's
God.
Who's in it?
I mean, if every cool black person and then me.
Then tell me who's in the house party.
It's like they put up the breakdown and they were like, cool black guy, cool black girl, cool black guy and cool black girl.
Yeah.
And Andrew Santino. And I'm like,
I want to see who's in it.
DC Young, DC Young Fly, Eerie Soleil, Tosin Cole, George Lindbergh Jr. These are all like cool young hip black guys and girls.
Wow.
Yeah, they're cool as shit. And we're
they funny?
And then I'm in it.
It's a comedy though, no?
It's house party. It's like it's a remake of
it's a
kid
comedy.
Kid and Plays comedy. Yeah. I would play.
Are you a cop in it? What are you?
I'm one of the dorky next door neighbors, like the white, like, hey guys, turn it down. That's me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, like, you know, did you see the original? John Witherspoon, rest in peace.
Yeah.
One of the greatest.
Was he in the house party?
He was in the original. He was one of the neighbors.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Which is sad because if he was still around, you know, they would have had him play that as like an homage again.
Right.
I love that when actors get to come back to movies that they first did and get to redo it.
I'm actually, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm envious that you're in that movie.
And House Party?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in it for 0.3 seconds. It's not even going to be real, dude. It's not. I'm not in the movie. For what it's worth, I'm like.
All right. I mean, there's a house party going on.
And I'm one of the neighbors.
Right, right. So it's like, there's always that.
Yeah, I'm always.
In any neighborhood movie, right?
Totally.
There's always that annoying neighbor.
Yeah.
Right? So you knock on the door.
Yeah.
So there'll be a scene of you knocking on the door,
mm-hmm.
like a cop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, can you turn it down, please?
Fellas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give away what the scene is, but yes,
But it's that type of scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the movie and it's going to be memorable.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could easily see them the rooming me, you know?
You don't die in it.
No.
But something happens to you?
Yes.
Something crazy.
Something cool.
Because, you know,
it's so funny you know how they,
Yeah.
They reintroduce me to do something cool at the end.
Yeah, something crazy though that happens to you. Right?
Something that you will go.
I love it.
You'll
I love it.
Yeah, you'll
because
love it.
I love the Ferris Bueller. Hey, Jules, you ever see Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No way. I knew she hasn't. No
great
way.
Great movie.
One of the best movies in the history of film. John Hughes.
John Hughes.
Yo.
Yeah.
Tim Robinson's show. I think you should leave. Have you ever seen it?
Who's Tim Robinson?
Holy shit! You don't know who Tim Robinson is?
No.
Oh my God. Tim Robinson was a writer for Saturday Night Live. He's an amazing comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a show on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
And the first season was great. The second season just came out. I'm not kidding. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Because you've said that before, and then I've
knockout.
Tried to.
It's knockout hilarious. Here's the thing about sketch. I'm going to preface this, and I'll say this to our audience too.
Yeah.
And I loved him. I texted him on the plane, and I said, dude, incredible. The thing about sketch is, and this is my stupid opinion.
Oh, my God. I love it already.
You either are hitting a home run.
Yeah.
Or it's a foul ball.
Yeah.
So here's what I like about sketches.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's a miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a strikeout.
Yeah.
That happens in all of them.
Yeah.
But the ones that are home runs, are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There's no doubles.
I mean, Key and Peele had some. Key and Peele had the classics.
And they had a couple
of the funniest things you've ever seen in your
life.
They
had some couple of them that were foul balls. And,
weird. Yeah.
But this guy, Tim Robinson, is a fucking genius. And I'm telling you, dude, this show has some bits in it that will, you will shit your pants. They're so funny.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
You're going
to
love it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to love it. I already can see it in my head. You're going to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, he's quirky. He's great.
No, I just, from the photo itself.
Oh, he's so good.
You mean, it's like, oh, I have to watch that.
Have you guys seen it?
I've seen the first season. Yeah, it's great.
You like the first season?
Yeah, I haven't seen the second.
I think this is better than the first season.
Really?
I like the first season, but I think this has more home runs in it because what he does in it, he goes through this world of like reintroducing characters and old bits from other, which I love. You know, Mr. Show used to do that. Remember Mr. Show?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing where you're like, oh, that's that guy. That's the character from this other sketch that he put into this sketch.
Yeah,
and it's a callback.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. You've seen it, huh, Pete?
Yeah.
Bryce, you never watched it?
Not yet.
You don't have time. You're going to watch this. Hold on. I want, someone sent me this video. I want to show you this real fast because this guy is my favorite guy. Do you know who Kevin Samuels is? Have you ever heard of him?
Oh,
do you know who that is?
I don't know anybody.
This guy's amazing.
This guy.
So he's like a, I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
This guy is like a motivational speaker, and particularly he talks often to black audiences only. Like his directive is like helping black men and women talk open and honestly about relationships and sex and presentation. And he's a little brutally honest. Okay, so watch some of this. Just watch some of this.
You got a big dick?
Huh?
You have a big dick?
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No. I asked you if you had a big dick. I just said it was above average.
I don't know what that is, really.
You got a big dick or not. Every dude know whether or not he got a big dick. I know I got a big dick. You don't know?
I mean,
you don't have a big dick. That's the point. You don't have a big dick. You don't have a big wallet. You're a fat dude. And you got a lot of nerve thinking you should get choosing singles at 5'10" and 300 pounds, making less than $1,000 a month at 20 years old. And women should approach you. What they get, they don't even get a big dick.
Dude,
and the other guy.
And then he hangs up on people.
Yeah, the other guy's like, oh. I would shoot myself in the face.
People call him for advice.
Yeah,
and they let him shit on them.
I got to see more.
Yes, he's.
I love this guy.
He's amazing.
It's Kevin Samuels.
Who's we? A black man?
Who's that?
Who's we?
Who is that? Who is
that? Hello?
Yeah, check your shit.
I'm talking to one person, not you. We'll real life fuck you up, Kevin.
Really?
We'll fuck you up.
Get this big bitch. Look at this little fool.
We'll fuck you up, Kevin. You like men, Kevin. We'll
look at this little fool. Look at this little fat fool. That's why I just sat there and let her talk.
Bro.
That's why I just sat there and let her stupid ass talk. This is why you're dying alone. I just let her sit there and talk. I found God. I done it. Ain't nobody rushing to try to make... That was a strike.
Bro,
yeah,
it's endless. I've watched this. I'm not kidding. I've watched.
I have to watch all.
I watch hours of him. Hours.
How do you find? How do I find?
Go
him?
Kevin Samuels or just YouTube,
on YouTube
all of it.
Kevin Samuels.
Wait, but let me tell you one before this next one plays. The funniest one I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
he's got a guy and a girl. I couldn't find it. He's got a guy and a girl, and he's doing kind of like a matching thing. But he's really doing, he's setting them up to tell them their flaws to each other.
Yeah,
like making her go, "What don't you like about this guy?"
Yeah,
and in the middle, he's adding stuff. So she'll go, well, he's bald. And he'll go, yeah, he bald and he's fat and he got big old forehead. And he'll just like,
yeah.
And they love it.
They do.
And they take it.
But is he a relationship coach?
No. Dude, he is a life coach. Yes. And particularly his whole goal was like to get away from these I deserve stigmas of like. A lot of times he would try to coach women and be like, here's why guys don't want you. This is his whole thing. By the way. White guy, canceled. If this is a white guy,
done.
They're gonna kill him. They're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the black community, they can take this fun honesty and they go back and forth. If you said that to a group of white chicks, they'd sue you.
Let me see.
Talk about this. No, man. Marriage is a natural choice. Because if marriage was a spiritual choice, God would be responsible for all the divorces, and he is not.
But God created marriage.
God, we did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Okay. You're going to argue? Okay.
I'm not going to argue.
You're 24, not going to argue with me because, one, I know what I'm talking about. And I can, first of all, even if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be arguing with me in the first place.
Correct.
Were Adam and Eve married?
Yes.
Who performed the ceremony?
Jesus did.
Oh, God? Shit. Seriously? I'm saying oh shit because are you serious? God, Adam and Eve were married? There was only one person on the planet. It was Adam. God put him to sleep and he went inside of him, took out a rib and said, flesh of my flesh. He made Eve. He presented Eve to Adam. They didn't get married. Who did the ceremony? Simba? Are you kidding? They weren't married.
Let me see another one. That one's okay. Hold on. Let me see another one.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
How much do you weigh?
That's none of your business. I told you I was fat.
Oh, okay. We don't play that shit on my channel. You get your big fat ass on somewhere. I don't deal with you big sassy ass broads. As an image consultant and as a person and a professional,
there it is.
You can be 5'3 and weigh so much that you don't even want to tell somebody how much you weigh and think you're going to get a man to marry you, a high value man. So you go ahead and go on back over and get your 2-piece or 3-piece or whatever you got coming from, you know, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. You think she talked to Brad that way? Hell no.
Oh, I love this guy.
Kevin Samuels. Can we find a way to connect with him to get him on this show? Wouldn't you love that?
Yeah, but it's like...
this guy's great.
He is great, but it's like...
he's so mean. It's wonderful.
It's mean, but it's not...
Get your big bitch ass out of here.
It's not necessarily true.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, this if you're a 5'3", I understand his
Let me tell you something. The people that call into the show, they know what it is.
I know. I get it.
So
I understand that, but I'm just saying... I'm just saying, it's like, all right, there's several ways to get a man.
Of course.
Right? So if you're 5'3", right, and you weigh, what, 200 pounds?
Yes.
That's fat, right?
Yeah.
Right? But the inner skills have to be great.
Yeah.
So for instance.
He's an image consultant.
I know.
He's talking about image only. That's his whole thing.
Right, but I'm just saying that these women are calling, I can't find a man because I'm 5'3", right?
But shame on them for calling this guy.
I know, but there's just several. I'm just saying if I was a consultant, a life consultant.
Yeah.
Right, like there's two ways. Either lose the weight, look good, or become an empire.
Right.
Right, there's only two ways, but that's not.
Look, the reason Kalila's with you is not because you're a good-looking 5'4" guy.
Exactly.
It's because you're talented. And
I have other things. I knew.
You make up for your flaws.
I looked in the mirror long ago.
Yes.
And I was a young man, and I went, okay.
Better be
you
funny.
You love beautiful women.
Yeah.
I did. I've always liked it, right? And I'm not like the other guys, my types, going, I'm just going to go for what I, you know, I always aim high in everything that I do.
Right. Well, because if you aim, you know, shoot for the moon, you'll still end up in the stars.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I came into this business thinking I was going to be Tom Cruise. This is where I landed.
Yeah.
This is fine by me, though.
You're Tongo Cruise now.
Right? So what I'm saying is that, like, you know, I looked in the mirror and I go, what do I need to do?
You figured out your strengths.
I had to go, I'm funny, right? I have interest, you know what I mean, in maybe doing some sort of performance.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a good musician, so I did that early on. I was
That's
in some
not
bands.
True. You were a good musician.
Okay, right? But it's like, I think that I got to do something. So I did incredible... like risk-taking. Like I would just go up. I have no experience performing, really.
Right.
So I walked up to a club and I just signed my name and I waited for 6 hours. They called my name and I ran up there and I have no writing, you know what I mean? I didn't went to a seminar or I'd go to college for writing.
Yeah, me neither.
I just wrote down whatever I thought might be funny and 95% of it was junk. But every week I would just keep going and then I would go 3, 4, 5 times a week. And eventually I figured it out. And then eventually I started getting women that were like above my
pay grade. Yeah.
Right? So I'm just saying that I know what he's saying.
Well, first of all, what he's doing is entertainment. Like he's just doing this just to create content.
It is funny.
He's trolling people. But it's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I want him on the show. I want Kevin on the show.
But you don't feel bad for these women that are calling in?
I didn't say any of the mean things. I like listening to it because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he does this to guys. In the first clip we saw, he's like, you got a big dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does it to everybody.
Yeah.
He's trolling you. And by the way, that's my point, is if you don't like him or you don't like the behavior of that talk, don't call in. Don't watch. Don't listen.
Right, right.
That's my whole point about censorship in our business at all. Howard Stern has been the filthiest mouth. Like, here's a dude who's like, I'm a vegan and we rescue dogs. It's like, dude, he spent the first half of his career being like, show me your tits. I mean, dude, what do you mean? He's a shock jock guy.
Even us. It's like, I've read comments on Bad Friends stuff. The worst podcast or whatever it might say.
The worst? Did they think we're the worst?
Somebody had said that.
The worst podcast. Like, so many worse podcasts.
Unlistenable, right? Every week, they say every week it's unlistenable, right?
Huh.
But they listen every week.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's like, it kind of is like,
there's way worse podcasts out there. Good for you.
My point is that, like, I should stop reading that shit.
Yeah. 100%. It doesn't mean anything. You know what? Yeah, and let me say this. Yeah. Let me say this because I'm going to close the episode with something sweet. Out of all the questions I got this past week in Houston, a lot about you, which was very annoying. It's very annoying because she's getting a little bit too big for her britches and I'm getting a little frustrated.
Yeah.
And they all asked about her because they love you. And at the very end, one guy said, I don't have a question. I have a comment. I just want to thank you and thank you guys for giving us content every week, for doing what you do, because it means a lot to us, whether or not you recognize that we know that it's, you know, putting in work and time and effort and all that stuff. So to that dude, I wish I'd give him a big hug. I think that was amazing because we do appreciate all the fans. I don't give a shit about comments, positive or negative. I just want to say thank you to the fans because it does mean a lot, dude. It means a lot when they come to the shows and they're super supportive and they're excited about this, us doing this.
I mean,
genuine.
When I ended that last Brea show I did, they're all, you know, you had left the stage.
Yeah.
And I literally tried to be vulnerable and I said to, and I really meant it, I said, I you guys have recreated me.
It's reinvented.
You reinvented me.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I've had fans before, but not this intense and personal. And so it's like when they come up to me and they go, can I get a photo? Or I talk to them like regular, like it's regular. It's like,
it is.
I thank them, I look them in the eyes, I thank them. I take every photo and I'm just very like in awe of it. And I know that we do what we do. You know what I mean? As a service, you know, whatever, but...
Well, we love it.
We get it back, though, from them.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It fuels us, and it's like, it literally is just the most amazing life that I could ever imagine.
We love you guys.
You do it.
I thought you were going to do it with me.
Just
I was really...
It.
Let's do it really softly and quietly, because we mean it. Thank you for being a bad friend.